And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, oh boy, is this a special show. Wayne Cotto from CCA California. Yeah, he's retiring. Oh, no! No, say it ain't so! So this is his tribute show today. We're going to have some great special guests calling in, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, San Diego. The Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024. Featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Say it ain't so, fam. No, what are you kidding me? This is a real thing we're doing right now?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
What is that? What's going on, Wayne?
Yeah. No, got old. I say no. It's not happening.
Well, you're leaving it in good hands.
Yeah,
with
buddy.
Chris and Tony. Chris and Tony will do a great job, but they're not Wayne Cotto.
There's only one of those, man.
Thank
God.
Yeah, for sure. So, does that mean you're going to be doing more RP fishing and
I want to go fishing. I've got a grandson now. My son just got engaged this year. So
wow.
A lot of things going on family-wise, you know, that I put on hold for the last 9.5 years of doing this job.
Because that job, it's been nine and a half years.
Wait.
Are you kidding me? And that was really the formulation of CCA California.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's setting up the base and making sure that it was stable enough to be able to hand off to the next generation to run, right? It's taken a lot longer than I had hoped. But look at how many times we tripped, right?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of, oh, we're doing great, the membership's up, chapters are going, and COVID.
Yeah.
80-30-30, you know, and all the other things that have been coming around. And it just kept tripping us every time, right? The shows got canceled and the events were canceled and we just had to suck it up, right? And fundraising and everything. But, you know, we've lived through it. We've learned a lot.
So in your 9.5 years, do you have one accomplishment of CCA California that just stands out?
Beating AB 3030, nobody thought we were going to be able to do that when that came down.
And explain AB 3030.
Right. AB 3030 was a bill that was introduced in the legislature to codify or put a statute behind everything that they wanted to do with 3030, the protection of water and land to set aside 30% of that in California. And we were the first before they had the National America the Beautiful Act. And they tried to come at us. But it wasn't just the premise of protection. It was regulation of fishing and, you know, preventing from doing outdoor activities. And there were so many other pieces to it that we just could not accept. And we tried to get them to pare it down, and they wouldn't do it. They thought they had the horsepower to just roll this thing. And we put the coalitions together, and we were able to kill it. And they didn't see it coming. We didn't see it coming. I mean, we went all Hail Mary on that one. We did a really good campaign.
That's huge.
Oh, it was huge. It was very huge. And it really...
So if that would have gone through, what would have happened?
We would have a lot harder restrictions here in California on what they were going to do to implement 30 by 30.
Like the opposition would be writing the rules that we would have to live by.
Correct.
30-30 is basically... They want 30% of the lands and 30% of the oceans protected.
Correct.
Because right now with the MPAs, it's about
16%.
And so their it would have almost doubled.
And their version of protected is no use.
It depends on who you talk to.
Right.
There's extremes on every side, right?
Of course.
And that's the problem, because we have the MPAs, but some of them are take MPAs. Mm-hmm. They're not all 100% restricted. And so we're going through multiple processes. We have the MPA Decadal Review we're going through right now. We got 30 by 30 because they eventually did codify it, right, with the statute. But we've pared it back to the basic premise. And then you have America the Beautiful, the federal act, on top of that. So, but the problem is the state is more restrictive than the federal statute. And so we're trying to figure out, well, why is it more important, you know, one versus the other? Why can't it all be the same,
sure,
right? And then there's the international on top of that. And you guys know this is only step two, because the last step is 50 by 50. It's already, they've already talked about it.
Really?
So this is just
they want 50%.
Absolutely. Crazy. Worldwide. The problem is we're not the enemy. Here in California, we are the most restricted, managed area. And look at the results of what we're doing out here, right?
Healthy ocean. Tim Exram was talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, right?
Never have we ever seen the outer waters.
The
so
amount
healthy.
Of life, the amount of bait, the amount of other animals that are out there, right? Everything is good out there right now.
Right. Here's what they don't address, and you and I both know this, is urban runoff.
Oh, number one.
Sewage crisis.
Number one.
All that stuff.
That
is definitely affected the inshore. I mean, we all know when we were kids, you know, we walked the tide pools and they were super healthy and stuff. Now, but that's a different problem. They're not addressing that problem.
Well, that's been on the agenda for 9.5 years.
Yeah.
I never understood why the environmental community didn't get behind it with us. That the pollution, if we fix that, everything else gets fixed too.
Exactly.
Because the inshore water doesn't need the protections of MPAs and 30 by 30, because it will be protected by those things that are killing everything.
Right.
Right? The urban runoff from the sewer system, the raw sewage releases, the pollution, the plastics, the balloons, all of those things that we've been fighting to try to get done. Now,
we see it. They don't see it.
We're
on the water every day.
Yeah. But I don't understand why they don't understand it. Right?
Yeah.
Why would you fight those things that are so important to the whole ecosystem? Right? And that's one of those things.
Because it's not political.
It is, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's like talking infrastructure projects.
Yeah.
It's huge, right?
Right?
But look at what we've been able to accomplish, right? I mean, look at all the people that are working on our behalf to help get, like, the Tijuana sewage issue fixed.
Right.
You know, look at how long that took.
Yeah.
But it's starting, right?
It's a beginning.
And now we're starting to hear Fed and state regulator agencies, departments talk about the problem of sewers, runoff, pollution. But it's a bigger thing, right? You got to take it at a higher level.
So what? Okay, that's number one. What's number two on the list of 9.5 years? I mean, because there's as we know, there's a big list.
Calcod Conservation Area opening.
Oh yes,
okay.
4,600 square miles out of the 4,800 square miles we got opened after 20 years of closure.
CCA California was huge in that, and that's
that
what people
huge.
Don't understand. Okay, you're able to go out and fish 500-600 feet now. Why? Because
unlimited, right?
Yeah, unlimited.
Pounds, so.
Yeah, wherever you couldn't do it before.
That area was only open to commercial. It's now open to rec. That was huge. It was step one of two, right? Calcod got deemed rebuilt 2019. We got the Calcod Conservation opened up. Now we got to work on getting a bag limit. And we just started talking to the feds and the state, and they finally backpedaled to say, let's talk about how we're going to do it. So that's an ongoing thing. It was one of those things that I said, I'm not going to retire until I get that. That's my goal. I'm right there.
Yeah.
But you know. And then the third one, I guess, if you want to keep going down the list, the 365 license.
Yes.
That thing was on the plate for 9 years by another group running it, and they just couldn't get it over the line, and we worked it hard and got it on our first try. And on top of that, we got the license app on your phone, which is a huge win.
That's
because
a huge win.
Between the 365 license and the app, that forced the department to upgrade their licensing application. And our systems in Sacramento are very old and antiquated, so they needed to do it anyway. But it forced that. Now we have a platform to now grow upon, and we're trying to figure out the next steps on how to keep going with that, right?
And has it resulted in more license sales for the
state? Did not hurt, which is what they thought everything was going to crash.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we did that right through that whole COVID period, too, right? And we go, oh, here we go. And during COVID, license sales went up. And then we said, oh, here comes the big crash. And it came down a little bit, but it didn't dip to the level that they thought, right? And you'll know how that works out based on your license costs.
Yeah.
Because it's all based, they all keep trying to keep the revenue at the same level, right? So they're forecasting always.
Yeah.
Yes, it's gone up a little bit. Hopefully, if we can keep growing our licenses, we can bring the cost down. That's the goal.
Ricky, you as a retailer, I work in a Fisherman's Landing, you guys retail California fishing licenses. Have you seen more people get I'll just get an annual license instead of getting a one-day license?
That's the thing that you see the most, is once somebody, especially if the guy that, you know, maybe doesn't fishes tuna more than not. They don't do a lot of springtime fishing. They don't do a lot of rock cod fishing. And they turn around and they go to buy their license and it's August, you know, or it's July or it's August. And, you know, before there was always that, just give me a one day. I'm only going to go one or two times. Now there's no penalty. There's no loss. Oh, yeah, I'll take the annual.
Just take the annual.
Without question, later in the year, we have a much increased number of annual sales than we do of one days that we would have in the future. Because a guy didn't want to buy a yearly long, you know, he's paying the same money for his annual license, but he was doing it in August, and it's only going to be good for a couple of months. Well, that's not fair. I'm out. I'm over it.
So you don't see that. So that's more
revenue.
No question we have.
Yeah, the upgrade from a one-day to the annual is exactly what happened, and we're seeing that year over year now.
Yeah,
so people need to know, right? We got the online app or the cellular app. The thing is once you download it in your app, even if you're offline from cellular communication, it stores the picture of your license on there, so you can show it now. That is legal.
And that'll be an accepted form.
Absolutely.
Hey, I've got my license. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, being able to show your license on your phone through the app is legal now.
That's cool.
And that was part of the statute.
I didn't know that. That's great.
And it shows most other states already do that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
like I have a Montana license, and the same thing in Montana. They have an app.
Across the South.
I don't have to be in cell service. It works.
Yeah. Across the South. And then the other side of it is we have annual renewal, the auto renewal. So if you're doing it, buy your license online, do it on your phone, hit the auto renewal, and then you don't have to worry about when it expires.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I mean, at this point, get with it. Right?
Because we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
Like, how do you know? Just hit the auto renew. You're good.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, if you go to a retailer like us and your email, if your email address is not plugged into the system, which a lot of people's aren't, then you don't get the heads up that you're 1 month from it. If you do, it's great. They send you an email. Hey, in 30 days, your license is going to expire. Click here to get a new one. Or just, hey, heads up, go. You know,
but all of us that have Mexican license been doing it for years.
Yeah.
You just put a date in your phone and say expired on this date. Reminder.
Right. Or
I wonder
you do
when Mexico's going to have an app.
What are you doing?
Well, you know,
what are you doing
put
right now?
It could happen.
I just like to be able to have.
They could do it just following our lead now.
Yeah.
Now we have. We can show them how to do it.
I have confidence.
Again, we're not going to say another word beyond this. But could you imagine the revenue stream if there was an incredibly easy click here for your Mexican licenses, click here for your FMM, click here for your TIP, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Everyone would follow the rules. Like, there are so many people who do not follow the rules only because they can't figure it out.
It's
like,
too complicated.
I run into people who are willing to, happy to, spend the money, want to do it, and end up not because they just couldn't figure it out. And I can't blame that guy.
Can we just go back to the license and the boat permit? Remember that?
Like, I want to pay for it. Let me pay for
it.
No problem.
Sure.
No problem. I'll pay for it.
So, top three things there. Now, what are some of the things you're leaving on the table for Chris and Tony to accomplish.
What's your good luck, Chris?
Yeah.
Pat on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out of here.
We always have the goal of expansion, right? So we're into Central California. We're trying to expand north. That takes time, resource, money, obviously. We need to grow our base.
What's our most northern chapter in California right now?
Right now, all the way up to Morro Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, we started Morro Bay this year.
Great.
But we need to keep going. But to do that, it's coverage, right? Two people, if they hire a third person, like which we just have, it's a lot to cover. It's a big state, right? I was driving it the whole time, and it's going to be hard. So that is a strategic initiative that the state board of CCA Cal is going to have to address in the hiring practices and setting of goals. Between that expansion of fundraising, because it's expensive to run what we do, and we just need to be better at it. We need better fundraising, consistent fundraising, so that we don't have to keep going hand to mouth. And then just keep growing from there. If we can find the right people to help us on the government relations side, there's so much we can do, right? It never ends. But we only have so much bandwidth and coverage. And then on top of that, we're trying to do habitat work. We want to do, artificial reefs and, oyster and kelp and all this kind of restoration and mitigation work. But we just don't have enough people right now.
Yes.
So if we can grow that, the hatchery program always is number one to us. And we're at a critical juncture right now. We put the statute through. That was another success of ours, was AB 1949, which was, putting the update to the statute of the hatchery program through the state, putting together a advisory panel that is modern in its setup, and then creating a scientific advisory board.
And the hatchery program, we should know, was in danger of just going away.
Yeah, almost gone.
Very, very
close.
Well,
it's still, right? Right now, our whole thing is to justify back to the legislature in 2027 the status of what is success of the hatchery program. And that's why we're trying to figure it out, because everybody has a difference of opinion on what is success. But the program was not strictly set up to be there for stock asset, to increase stock. It was not designed for that. It was about the science behind how to do it. Remember, this was the first ocean salt water hatchery program.
Period.
Period. Yeah. And so everybody else that has hatchery programs learned from this. Mm-hmm. But we walk away from these programs that are so important to what we've learned, how we've learned. Right now, we just expanded in the science side into genetics. Well, everybody kept telling us that couldn't be done, it shouldn't be done, and everything. And guess what? Everybody is now going towards that, to the point of the Department of Fish and Wildlife opened a genetic department.
Wow.
And is now going to be doing the genetics study for our hatchery program.
Yeah.
On top of, they opened it up for the salmon, which is very important for all of us, right? So these are things that we're trying to set the tone and the leadership going forward, strategy going forward of how we're going to get there.
We should know that Wayne Cotto is not going away, right? You are not going just like walking away from CCA California. You're going to be on the state board with me and many other people, right?
I saw Wayne's retirement letter to the industry, and he said, I'm not going away, I'm going to be doing, and then the paragraph was like a page long, like, ooh, you're going to, Wayne's still going to be around.
I'm still in the industry. I'm still passionate about our fishing. I still want to go to shows. I just don't want to have to work every day at a show.
You're going to be at the PCS show?
I will be there.
Okay.
Absolutely. In the booth?
Somebody's booth.
Well, come into our booth.
Yeah.
Walking around. Hang out with Tommy P.
I have never been able to walk a fishing show in the last, I don't know, 24 years, just because I've always been in a booth.
It's just one of the many things that's always impressed me so much about Wayne, is you've done such a good job of keeping CCA in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. There was never an event, it feels like at all, in the last 9.5 years that you weren't at, whether it was a major event like PCS or a parking lot sale in Northern California, or a
live broadcast of Let's Talk Hook Up,
whatever it was, anytime public assembled for an event that were into fishing, you were there. And the only time you weren't was because you were at someone else's event and you couldn't be in two places at one time. And I'm just so proud of the job that you did. And that is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And Wayne was everywhere always. I mean, at the lowest level of grassroots, there's a fishing club with 20 guys. You were always there. And I'm just so appreciative for it. You did a great job, buddy.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a lot of burning the candle and late nights and driving, and yeah, it was a lot. When I tell people that we were working 6 and 7 days a week for the last 9.5 years, it's very true.
Yeah.
Nice weekends and holidays. If you think about it, we're working all week long during the day on everything else, right? Admin and policy and marketing and sponsors and government relations. Every night there's an event somewhere with some fishing organization or event. And then the weekends are all the events.
The attacks on our right to go fishing are constant. It doesn't go
away. It won't go away.
It won't go away. So that's why you have to be vigilant constantly. So... let's talk about what fun things Wayne's going to do. So, like,
Wayne's
going
fishing.
You just got off the trip.
Polaris,
the Let's Talk Hookup Row. How was that trip?
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, you're worried in December, right? The wind comes up, the swell comes up, but we're going downhill. And we took Trevin made a conscious decision to go south to go catch, go after the tuna. He went for broke. And it paid off. The second day we were on a school. The first day we were heading south, and could he have stopped on a small school? Yeah, but he said, let's go for it, and we got to get down to where we need to get to, where the zone is. And on the second day, we ran into a school and put 100 fish on the boat.
Wow.
That was a slow day. That was just a warm-up.
That was
you know, we take another day, we're driving south, and we run into a couple of fish. No big deal. Keep going. And then the next day, a 200-fish day.
Oh, my.
You
want to
talk about bloody decks. You want to talk about just wide open. We had to stop people from fishing to clear the deck multiple times because there were just too many fish on the deck and it was just getting ridiculous, right?
How cool.
So we say, all right, everybody, if you're not hooked up, stop. And then we're clearing the deck, and, you know, and it was just mayhem. It was fun. And they're not small fish.
Yeah.
You know, these are like 70 to 90, 100-pound fish that are coming over consistently.
Unreal.
You got 29 other people that are hooked up, right? Yeah. And I went
and
back.
Trevin, who's the second ticket on the Royal Polaris now, what a great guy he is.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
He's just hungry.
He's an animal.
I'll tell you what.
Relentless.
Yeah. And, you know, what a great crew that Johnny put together on that boat.
Oh,
and everything. It was just fun. And, you know, good food. We got Pearl working in the kitchen now, and she just brings a different twist to everything. It was just a good trip.
Our sponsors gave away some great
sponsors.
Kamikatsu hooks for everybody.
Costa, Afco, Seaguar. Yeah, everybody was happy.
Yeah.
I put some raffles together.
Shimano. Put a bunch of stuff in there. Yeah.
I put other things together.
Yeah.
We did a Rolo raffle on the boat. That was good. Thank
Very
you to Doug
awesome.
And the Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah.
And then Frank also put a gift certificate in on that. And then we did that raffle. We had the jackpot for the yellow tail for Rolo on the boat also. That raised a little bit of money for the kids. And then, you know, I just put other contests together. It was kind of funny. We had a guy that was hurting and he couldn't fish. So I put a contest together. I said, hey, first person that puts a yellowtail in his sack gets a prize. You don't think the deckhands were the first ones over the rail? It was just fun, right?
That's
so you just put these little
great
things together.
On the boat.
Yeah, and the thing is, this was a group that wasn't our group from last year because we moved dates. So this was a trip that was typically unsponsored.
All right.
So these are all new people to us.
Yeah.
And so it was fun. And they were excited.
Are you going to do it again next year?
I am going to do it next year.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's on the books.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So Wayne Cotto.
That's your trip, buddy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that trip. I mean, they're good people. It's a good time of the year. It's just fun.
Yeah. And great boat.
And we got a couple of Wahoo in between all that.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So, I mean, we got 100 fish day, 200 fish day, and then we had 100 yellowtail day.
Wow.
We just ran into it, right? And then we had other things, right? You get into a sheep's head, you get in some bass, all the basses, you get into lingcod. I mean, it's just this freezer filler trip. It rounds out, and it was just fun. And, you know, then you got the bump uphill.
Yeah. Now, one thing but fortunately you were on the big boat. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
One thing Wayne and I talked about before the show started today was the processing fees. And the cost of processing, like everything else, has gone up. And so people get to the processor and it's like, oh, my God, I've got a $1,000 processing bill, right?
One
more. Yeah, or more. And what am I going to do with all that? I, you know. So one thing we need to be conscious of is how much fish you're taking home. And you can release them. Cut them off. Let them go.
Yeah,
let them swim another day.
Correct.
You know, you don't have to. If you don't think you need any more fish, let them go.
That's correct.
Or I know other guys that put together kind of a little code group of friends. Hey, you want some fish? I'll put a tag under your name. I'll put a tag under your name. And then, but you have to make reservations at Fisherman's Processing to be able to do that. Split up your fish with your friends so they're paying part of your processing bill. They get to keep it.
Totally. Like absolutely.
That. So
you can wrap up. You could wrap up a lot, and trying to be, you know, trying to be the bud, like, oh, you know, I'll throw you some fish over. It's not a cheap, a cheap thing, you know. Fish for yourself, not for your neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. And but cut them off, let them go.
Totally.
Be responsible.
Another
day.
Just because you have 30 tickets doesn't mean you have to pull them all.
Yeah.
Especially for people that are traveling, because you have weight limits.
On
those boxes, and those boxes are expensive to put on a plane.
Yes, they are.
So be or very conscious. Right. You know, and then, you know, talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, like you said, if they want to come down and help out, you know.
That's it.
But be responsible.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. The phones are packed already. I know the texts are flowing through, and we have, like I said, some special guests calling in, too. But it's going to be a fun show talking Wayne Cotto and CCA California.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun day. And just talking a lot of fun and a lot of fishing and a great career from CCA with our good friend Wayne. If you want to join us, man, we would love to hear from you this morning. If you've got a story you want to share, you've got a question you'd like to ask, you've got some kudos you'd like to give to Wayne, man, we want to hear it all today. 213-432-1090 is the number. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or send us a text. Just like the phone lines, the texts have just been absolutely lighting up this morning. And if you want to send us a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Speaking of the Let's Talk Hookup app, we've been saying it a lot. It is never more important than it is today. Listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app, or at least download the Let's Talk Hookup app, because you will always find our stream available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You know, we are very excited to be moving to the Fan starting next weekend, and it's a big, exciting move. We had a fantastic time on 1090, but the stream will always be available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Even if you're planning on tuning in on the Fan, you should absolutely have that.
Mostly because Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m.
Exactly.
is going to be on the Fan. Saturday, 8 to 9 will only be on the app.
Yep.
Sunday, 7 to 9 will be on the Fan
normal.
And the app as normal. But you, if you want to hear hour number two of Saturday, you have to listen on the app or on the stream on the website.
There will be 1 hour only available that via some sort of streaming way, whether it be on the website, whether it be on the app. But yeah.
All hours are available on the app.
You
so
got it. Yeah.
Download that free app.
And it's so easy to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's so easy to listen to all the archive shows, and it's the only way that you can send in your text today if you want to talk to Wayne, and we are giving away a killer prize today. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Built Reels and a $100 gift certificate to Seawald Photo Gallery to choose from over 120 custom photos all over the world, personally signed and titled by Michael Seawald. If you haven't already, I know, Pete, well, last time you and Corey were on, you talked about it quite a bit. It's an amazing,
super cool website.
Really, really cool. Check Seawald.com. That's S-E-A-W-A-L-D.
No
problem. S-E-E-W-A-L-D.com. And you'll see some amazing images. It's really, really cool. And again, one lucky caller or texter is going to get to take advantage of that today at the end of the show. 213-432-1090's how you do it. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. Lots of great fun coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Sports Grid Radio Network, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or our website, qcsafaris.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for the person in your life that loves the outdoors? Then look no further. The History of Sport Fishing gift card is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just go to thehistoryofsportfishing.com to sign up for immediate access to 12 hours of the most riveting footage that's ever been assembled on the sport. Listen to what others are saying about the series, including Mark Zona, who wrote, "Incredibly well done. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Absolutely riveting. This film should be in the Smithsonian. A profound experience into why men and women of all ages are drawn to the brooks, streams, rivers, lakes, and oceans of the world. A tribute to all of us who hold our sports sacred. Best documentary I've ever seen. Save a full 30% off right now. Just go to thehistoryofsportfishing.com and give the gift that not only enriches one's soul, but will keep giving for generations to come.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, hearing that Michael Folks thing just gets me so fired up. What an amazing collection he put together.
If you haven't seen that, historyofsportfishing.com. Check it out.
It's awesome,
Michael's
man.
Awesome.
It is so cool. We have an account that the, you know, I have my own personal, but the Landing has an account also.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things we did for this year is they put in some giant, you know, 90-inch TV behind where you do the reservations counter. So when you come up to buy your tickets, there's this big TV that's usually playing some kind of a cool underwater scene. We got all the cool footage from the boats, but also throughout the year they'll play, you know, chapters of the history of sport fishing, and like you want to see people stop in their tracks.
Yeah,
anything from that old school tuna footage to the old school long range footage when somebody's buying their ticket and they're, you know, trying to jump on a half day boat, and next thing you know they're standing there watching 20 minutes of it, letting, you know, it's really fun.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm gonna miss the boat.
Yeah, it's an amazing work for sure.
Also, you heard in that break too, Queen Charlotte Safaris, you heard our lovely Valerie, she'll be our guest next Saturday, starting the new year, or next Sunday.
Right?
Starting the new year and the new station on the fan.
Yeah.
Saturday we have Captain Al Clowers.
Right? Yeah.
Captain Clowers, he's going to be great talking bay fishing, local fishing, all that stuff. And then Sunday, Valerie from Queen Charlotte Safaris will be here, and she's always fantastic to have. She usually has Rob, one of the guys.
Yeah, it's always fun.
So that'll be next Saturday and Sunday right here to start the new year off right on Let's Talk Hookup. Let's start this thing off right with our good buddy, El Presidente himself, Mr. Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning. Great to hear from you.
Well, thanks for having me on. I wouldn't miss it. Big day having Wayne on with his announcement and everything that's happening.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've been talking about all the accomplishments and hard work that this guy's put in. But you being on the head of the board and being so involved with Wayne, tell us about your thoughts about Wayne and what he's done for CCA California.
Yeah, the tough part is, so Wayne, you're there, but where to start? I mean, look, it's easy being on the board. Wayne's job was the tough one. We just sat around and tried to tell him what to do all the time. Wayne did all the hard work. So, and you know what? No one managed all of that input, all of those different pressures, different thoughts than Wayne. He carried the whole thing on his back, and, you know, he can sail off into retirement knowing that, he's the one that really built CCA Cal to where it is today.
I appreciate
cool,
that, man. Dave.
Yeah, yeah. And that's so true, too, because you were right there alongside constantly. How you manage to do all the different things you do, Dave, and run a major company like Shimano American, it boggles my mind. But yet you took the time to be involved, and you're going to continue to do that, right?
Yeah, I'm still vice chair on the board and try to be as involved as I can be, as well as a few other organizations. But, you know, it's just one of those things, the most important things in life, you find a way to make time for. And this is important. Fishing's been part of my whole life and provided a great living for me and great experiences. So I got to try to do whatever I can to make sure that's available for everybody else. And I know that's how Wayne feels, and his passion drove that literally every single day.
Yeah.
If anything, I would share with everybody, we, as much as we pushed Wayne to do certain things, we also, I think, pushed more on Wayne not to try to do so much. But his energy and his enthusiasm and his drive was really honestly just beyond description, beyond explanation, and CCA Cal and everybody that fishes in Southern California is going to miss that.
I said it before, I've never seen somebody that's more present in our industry than Wayne. There was never an event or a thing or a gathering that Wayne wasn't at representing very well CCA Cal.
Yeah, I think the truth is there's more than one Wayne out there. We just only ever see one at a time.
It's the only way it's possible. It's
just, yeah, he never got caught being in two places at the same time, so I give him credit for that, too.
Yeah, so, for sure.
But really, Wayne, I really wish you the best. I hope that everybody in SoCal wishes you the best, and if they see you along the way, they, I don't know, buy you a beer or, you know, take you fishing or something, but you deserve all of that recognition and appreciation for everything you've done for CCA Cal. And I hope that this next phase of your life is just awesome and amazing. And I won't tell you to relax because I know that won't happen, but I hope you can channel that enthusiasm into everything that you want to do for you. So,
that's so cool. Appreciate that, Dave. Yeah.
That's cool.
Now, you are getting an honor from CCA California on May 1st, and that is the Anthony Shea Conservation Award Dinner, which is going to be happening in Long Beach, right, Wayne? Tell us about
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah. Dave Pfeiffer is the recipient this year for CCA Cal. It's our highest honor that we do out every year. And it'll be at the Grand in Long Beach on May 1st.
Yeah, so and I'll be there. I mean, you should be there, but tickets are available right now.
As far as I know, they're up on the event site on our website.
Buy a table and support CCA and support all the great work that that Dave has put forth and continues to put forth on CCA.
Yeah. Dave's another one. You guys don't know how much that man does behind the scenes and everything that we do. He is very, very involved at so many levels of government. You guys, he has done so much for our industry over the years. So yeah, equal kudos back, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope more than anything everybody will come to the dinner to support CCA, because that's really what it is. It's not about me, it's about CCA and CCA Cal, and I say it all the time, I don't know if everyone realizes how important this organization is to the future of fishing in California, because there's no end to the number of things out there that want to get in the way of us just simply being able to go fishing.
Yeah.
And so we just need to all unite as much as we can. And CCA Cal's, look, we're going to be successful at some things. We're not going to win them all, but we'd lose them all if we didn't have CCA Cal. So.
Absolutely.
No question about it. And I know you live in South Carolina. I mean, you guys face same issues, but not to the extreme that we face here in Southern California, right? Or in California in general.
No, not at all. People aren't always trying to take away our just basic, you know, rights and access to fishing out here. We have some other extraneous things with different seasonal closures and stuff like that, with lack of data and managing the resource, but it's nowhere near as broad and complex as the issues in Southern California or California in general. So
and I know I've always heard guys say how important CCA California is to the, you know, to CCA as a countrywide group, because so many of those things try to take their foothold here, you know, the people that Dave were talking about that want to take those rights away, this is where they have their biggest stronghold. And if they can get their foot in the door here, then it bleeds into all the other states. So this is the, you know, we are the front line here, and we're the most important. You know, we've got to have the backs of everybody else in the country too. Like, it's so important for everybody to support, both financially and time and everything else.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, it really is. And look, all of us just really, honestly, we don't really want to do all this stuff. We just want to go fishing.
Yeah.
That's all. We just want to go fishing, have a good time, have access to healthy resources that we support with all of our money through licenses, through excise tax, through everything else. And we just want to have access to that fishing. It's that simple. And,
yep.
You know, but we got to do these things or else that access would disappear. So.
Very rapidly. Well, Dave, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Are you going sword fishing today?
I wish I was. We're getting some actually much-needed rain today. We've had, most people don't think we get a drought out here, but we've had really very little rain. So we're getting some heavy rain, so I'll save the sword fishing for another day.
All right, Dave. Well, we're looking forward to not only May 1st for the much-deserved Anthony Shea Award that you're going to be getting up in Long Beach there for the CCA California Conservation Award, but also having you here in the studio for Let's Talk Hookup on February the 15th. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, as always. I really enjoy doing the show and talking with everybody. So I look forward to it. And Wayne, bless you. Look forward to seeing you down the road next time I'm in SoCal.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, cool.
Thanks a bunch, guys. Okay,
Dave,
have a great one.
Pfeiffer from Shimano. Really appreciate him taking the time, and good friend of us and the show, and just a wonderful guy that does a lot for, even though he's not a California resident anymore, he still does a lot for Californians here.
Absolutely.
That's because it's in his heart, for sure. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to start it off this morning with Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country. Robert, good morning. Thanks for getting started here. Let's talk about.
Absolutely great show. So I called in to congratulate Wayne on his retirement. Tomorrow morning is my first day of retirement also, so I can start looking at the weather during the week. Thank you so much. I can start looking at the weather during the week and the light load from the trip during the week, and just want to congratulate you and thank you for all of your hard work for me and my grandsons. We just appreciate everything you've done, and thank you and congratulations again.
Appreciate that call, man.
And congratulations to you. Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, hopefully we share the rail soon.
Yeah, you guys both earned it, man. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
You have a great text there.
I thought
right?
So, yeah, definitely. Let me pull her right back up here. This one says, hey, guys, congratulations, and a great show has started already. Big congratulations to Wayne on retirement. I do have a CCA question. My question is, does CCA Cal work on abalone issues in California? That's from Tom in Carpinteria.
Tom in Carpinteria, yes, absolutely. We worked on the abalone issue. It's a tough issue. We worked to try to get a de minimis fishing up in Northern California because it shouldn't have been closed up in Northern Cal for the red abalone. We ran into some headaches there with the law enforcement, but we're still working that issue. Absolutely. You know, we're trying to get all of it open back up over time, but that is just, it has to do with habitat and the kelp. If that doesn't grow back, the habitat's not there for them to proliferate. So
the thriving abalone like fishery was before my time, so I just don't know much about it. And honestly, I don't stay up on the political side of it now. Is it more so because there's just not enough of them around because of habitat, and that's why there isn't a fishery anymore? Is it one of those things that just when it is open, it gets hit too hard and they don't have time to recover from it? Like, what are?
It started because we did overfish them a long time ago, and when you don't have enough in a certain area, they can't disperse, populate, and so that's been a problem. But then we went into a hatchery program type thing within the department to try to put stock out there, and then they had the withering foot problem.
Which was a huge factor.
Which was huge. Yeah.
It's
you go
disease
around,
that abalone get, and it kills them.
It kills them off. They can't hold on to a rock. Mm-hmm. But they're, you know, if you go out and you talk to the divers, they're coming back. But we can't take our foot off because they're slow growing.
It's kind of like black sea bass, right? It's like, they're prolific. You catch a lot more of them. But if we open that season up, divers would wipe them.
Right now, the biggest thing that we can do is stop poaching because those guys hurt everything that we do to save what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And we still have poaching on
abalone. You see people taking abalone, you see people taking black sea bass, report them.
I just don't know anything about it. You know, I mean, I don't dive, and I'm just, again, it was before my time, so it's just not on my radar. But if you're a guy that dives local a fair amount, is it the type of thing where you're going to see a handful of them, like they are around in the local areas, or would you really need to know what and where you're looking for?
No, you can see them. See some. They're out there. They're there. Uh-huh. They're out there. Yeah. They're not as
like they used to be.
Exactly. Sure.
When I was younger, I started diving when I was 15 years old in Catalina, Santa Barbara Island, San Clemente Island, along the coast and stuff. And abalone was pretty prolific. Everywhere. It was pretty much every time we'd go, we'd get a limit of 5.
We used to go to the tide pools when we were younger.
Yeah, and pluck them off the rocks.
Yeah, but you know, and then that was a long time ago. And that, you know, there's whites, blacks, greens, and reds, and it started one at a time. And you know, we just gotta play this out. It's gonna take time to bring them back. The kelp has to come back, the habitat, and you know, it just works itself through. But the pollution inshore has to get fixed.
Yes.
Or none of this is going to
happen. And that's probably a bit, aiding the withering foot disease and everything that they got. Hey, here's another good question from a texter. Big Mike from Rosemead says, and this is a good one. It's always interesting to know how your guests got started. What's the history of Wayne Cotto?
Oh, yeah.
Where you grew up, what neighborhood, remembering your first fishing adventure. Yeah, that's something we never talked to Wayne about.
I'm a Southern California guy. I was born in Garden Grove. We had an apartment in Anaheim. We moved to Santa Ana. I graduated from Saddleback High School right around the corner from AFCO.
Yeah.
Right off Flower. And then got into my grocery business background. And then ended up moving my family back east for 5 years to New Jersey, and then moved back here. So, you know, and then...
So you were in the grocery store business.
My whole... For two parts of my three-part career, I was in that. On all aspects, I was in the grocery stores themselves. I was at the headquarters. I did food broker, and I've done manufacturing.
Wow.
Did all the different pieces.
That was your third.
Two parts, because if you think about the retail side of what we do versus the manufacturing side, I look at those as two separate careers, paths that I took. And then I came over to the fishing side. I was at the wholesaler down here in San Diego for a while. I was doing Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge for many years as volunteers and stuff and running that for a little while. And then knock on the door, you guys were at the Hall Show in Long Beach. And lo and behold, Ali comes up to me and goes, "Hey, you need to go talk to Bill Shedd." Okay, so I'm talking to Bill Shedd in the hall at your booth, the Fisherman's Landing booth, that he's stocking the product. And how do I know that he's interviewing me right there on the floor? Oh, you need to go talk to Robert Taylor, right, from the National, CCA National. So I'm talking to these guys, and then that started the ball to get the job.
That's where I met Wayne was, you know, he was calling on us at, you know, selling wholesale fishing tackle, like in the, not, certainly not in a retirement phase, but in the fun phase, and then next thing you know, he's leading the charge for everybody for years and years.
Yeah, I mean, between the volunteer stuff, the fundraising, the wholesale group, helping out on a couple of the boats, you know, that kind of stuff, it all just worked itself out to know the industry, the people. And I've been fishing since I was very young. My parents introduced us, you know, surf fishing, trout fishing, and all that. And we didn't have money back then. We couldn't get on boats and stuff. We did get to get on the barge when it was back there in Long Beach and the Redondo. Did do that. Did the whole bonita fly popper, or the little bonita ball and feather. That was fun times back then.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, barracuda thick.
Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more texts. And we got a whole lot more fun with Wayne. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet, Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resort has become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show here this morning. Lots of fun. And hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by our friends at Gamakatsu. They're not just all about hooks, even though they make the best hooks on the water. There's so much more to Gamakatsu, including those killer new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you will absolutely be hooked. They also have killer new tools, including those very special braid scissors that we've been talking so much about. They have ceramic bladed braid scissors. They will never rust. They stay super sharp. We have several kind of test pairs at the tackle store and absolutely love them. They cut braid like butter. It's a really cool product. For more information or to check out all those great stuff, see your local dealer or check out Gamakatsu.com. We're going to head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley, is standing by this morning. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Wayne. How are you this morning?
Morning, Brian. Doing
good,
great,
man. Busy, busiest man I know for sure.
Period. Yeah, period.
But not. Yeah, I want to know how many miles you put on your vehicle in the last 9 years.
2,500 average a month.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of gas.
Straight up.
Well, thank you, Wayne, for everything you do for all of us, for sure. I mean, it's being part of the OC chapter here from day one, really, when it, you know, started. It's been amazing watching you work. So thank you definitely for everything you've done, you know, for all the anglers and, you know, for us too, guys that work on the water. It's been, certainly hasn't been unnoticed.
Thanks, Brian. So, appreciate it.
So for us, our report this week, you know, we had that big swell that just kind of hammered the inside zones for us. So the half-day fishing for our guys was, you know, he had to time it. He had to kind of get into the inside between tides and that kind of stuff to get over that hard bottom that's been biting. It's been sheephead sand bass kind of a deal on that inside sector, light line with the anchovies, light sinkers was the approach that got the bites for the half-day guys. More and more sheephead as the water kind of cools off. Guys fishing the shrimp did really well with that. But, you know, as the calendar changes at the end of the month, that stuff's going to come to a halt. So we're not going to be able to keep that sheephead. Three-quarter day stuff right now has all been focused on that deep water, the 14-mile bank. And let me tell you, we saw some excellent fishing out there this week, phenomenal fishing. You know, plenty to go home with our anglers, days that we had, you know, really good limits of quality rockfish out there. Big shots at the Floridas, Chilis, Boccaccios, the slow-pitch jig guys, again, just – do incredibly well out there. 200 to 400 gram jigs is what the guys were fishing this week, and it was literally every drop was quality rockfish for those guys. So super fun fishing. Again, it's a big bummer that it has to stop after Tuesday. So, you know, we'll take that for what it is and ride out the closure until April. Certainly we're going to get our last licks in here before it closes. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us this week, call and make reservation. I think there's a day or two that's already full for the earlier part of the week, but there is some spots open as we get later on in the week where our focus will change to sculpin, whitefish, sand adds, that kind of stuff, maybe some sand bass and calcabass fishing on our three-quarter day stuff too. So that's it. Also, I will tell you, our halibut derby kicks off on the 1st. Our trips will be on Fridays. Those will be a three-quarter day trip. They leave at 6, back at 3 in the afternoon or sometime thereafter. And then a reminder that you can buy in on any half or three-quarter day, regular half or three-quarter day for $5 when you buy your ticket at check-in. And I will tell you that there's been years past, the last couple, where guys that have bought in that $5 ticket were the ones that ended up winning the derby at the end of the derby. So you don't necessarily have to be on that drift trip to win it. So keep that in mind when you check in the morning with us here after the 1st. So give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danorf.com. And again, Wayne, thanks for everything. Our big battle right now is this barred sand bass thing. And maybe Wayne can talk about that at some point. But, guys, the sand bass stuff, they're pushing hard for a seasonal closure on that stuff, too, as soon as, you know, this coming summer. So, you know, it's been a tricky battle, and it's no secret. It's, you know, it's in print. You can read about it online. You can find out all the details. But, you know, shutting something down without even having a formal stock assessment, it's just a funky deal. So it's another battle that Wayne's handing off to everybody. And, you know, thank you for your work on that. That's going to be a big deal for us half and three quarter day guys.
Appreciate that, Brian. Yeah, that's a really touchy subject right now. We built a working group with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. We had multiple meetings over it with the Sport Fishing Association of California and CDFW, and we thought we had an agreement. And then we get to the Fish and Game Commission and the MRC, and the commissioners went against everything that was proposed to them. And so now we're in an uphill battle because, you know, if you're showing them certain things, you have only so much data, you're pointing out the fallacies of their decision making, and they're not taking the advice, then it's emotional. It's not scientific or statistical. And that's a different argument and different fight that we have. And unfortunately, that happens a lot, and we need to figure out how we're going to get around that. So, yeah, the uphill battle. I hope we don't lose this one because it would be, you know, such a mistake. I just got off that 8-day, and there was sand bass all the way down that coastline 500 miles south. There's no shortage of sand bass.
It's just a different migration pattern.
It's a cyclical cycle. It's a cyclical species that we go through, and they're watching limited amount of data, and they're only worried about what's above the border, which is just the fish don't know where a border is.
No.
You know, and they don't have all the answers. And if you don't know the size of the pool, how do you know how much taken out of the pool is available to use, right? And that's what we keep talking about. And they do not have that data.
So when could this go into effect?
This summer.
This summer.
Yeah, they're pushing it hard.
Yep.
We got two more meetings to get through, and then it could go into effect.
Wow. Wow. Well, Brian, thanks for all your and all that you and Donna do at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. You guys are at the forefront of supporting CCA California. It's so important, and we appreciate that. We wish all the landings were like Dana Worth Sport Fishing when it comes to supporting CCA California.
Awesome, yeah. Well, thanks for that. I'll pass that on. And I'll tell you, too, this halibut derby, you know, is great to get anglers out, but a gigantic portion of all those proceeds goes right back to CCA. So, you know, we're all in. Wayne, thanks again for everything, and we wish Chris and Tony the best. And, you know, we'll give them our support the same way that we have, you know, traditionally given you and CCA. So thanks again, guys. And have a great rest of the show. We'll
appreciate
talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Hey, happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you next year, which will be next Sunday.
You got it.
And, of course, Dana Worth Sport Fishing and Brian Willey's report stays the same on Sunday at around 7:45. So
put a brand new phone number.
Put a brand new phone number, which I'll have for you this week.
Thanks, Willie. Happy New Year, buddy.
All right, guys.
Best day, everybody. Have a day in a war. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Want to remind you the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is almost sold out. We just got a little blip of them in at the tackle store over the week. We had totally run out for Christmas time. Found a wholesaler that had a little bit of extra, so I got a few into the shop, but they are going fast. And if you can't make it to Fisherman's Landing, I know there's a bunch of other local tackle stores and landings that still have them, but they are going fast. It's full of amazing photographs, the chide charts, important dates, and tips on how to make you a better angler. Find it today at a store near you, or you can order online at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more phone calls and a lot more fun, including a phone call from our great friend Bill Shedd of AFCO and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass and Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.